Maybe New Englanders weren't so stuffy after all. Some romantic customs were even, well, sort of shocking. Now, if New Englanders were always so stuffy about love, sex, and romance, how come it was commonly approved practice for young couples to go to bed together before they were married? And also, more surprisingly, to get married in the nude? Both are true. Young New England unmarried boys and girls would indeed go to bed together as part of a courting routine, but with their clothes on. It was called bundling. I don't recall my parents or grandparents admitting to the practice, and yet bundling is written about so much in New England literature that there must be a little flame creating all that smoke. Most accounts I read indicate a centerboard was lowered between the bundled couple, or sometimes a straight stick called a whispering rod, was secured between the boy and girl at both ends of the bed, to which also a few sleigh bells were tied. If their parents heard something akin to jingle bells during the night, I'm sure the young couple were in big trouble. Joe Allen, who used to write a monthly column for Yankee magazine, once said to me, "I've seen him roll the young folks up in quilts and then haul a wool sack over them and tie it around their necks, but somehow," he'd usually add with a chuckle, "they always managed to clear themselves before morning." Joe often had his tongue in cheek, but I have heard from other sources that wool sacks were often substituted for center boards. Now, about that odd custom of getting married in the nude, it was called a shift marriage, S-H-I-F-T, shift marriage. And although not a New England invention, it was nonetheless fairly common in New England, particularly Rhode Island, as well as New York and Pennsylvania. It occurred when a man was marrying a widow, and it was only the lady who was nude, or in a shift, to symbolize that she brought nothing to the marriage but herself, and was not responsible for any of her former husband's debts. Sometimes her presence at the ceremony was represented only by her arm thrust through a, quote, widow's hole, as it was called, from behind a closed door. Unlike bundling, this awkward and probably embarrassing custom is well documented. For instance, here is a so-called shift marriage entry in an old registration book at the town hall in South Kingston, Rhode Island. Quote, "Thomas Calverwell was joined in marriage to Abigail Calverwell, his wife, the 23rd of February, 1719, he took her in marriage after she had gone 4 times across the highway in only her shift and hair lace and no other clothing. Joined together in marriage by me, George Hazard Justice," that's unquote. So what do these old-time romantic customs have to do with Christmas? Well, perhaps not much. Except to say that for most of us, Christmas is sort of a cozy, romantic, family-oriented, and hopefully loving time of year. So, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy Hanukkah, too.